Okay, we're going to be learning piece Samach Ayin, Torah Samach Ayin, Likutei Moharan Tinyana, the second half of Likutei Moharan. The piece is all about time and distance, how we relate to them, how we could try and better understand them and get a better grasp of them. So Rabbi Nachman writes, Hashem is Baruch Hu L'mala Me'ezman, that Hashem is obviously above time, right? One of Hashem's names, Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So that stands for Ahaya Hova V'yeh, right? That Hashem was, is, and will be. But there's no dimension of time that Hashem can really be limited to. Hashem's above time. Hashem's beyond, you know, space and time and all of those type of dimensions. And obviously, being above time is something that we can't really understand, as we're human beings and we have a physical mind, right, and we have our physical boundaries. So that's above our understanding. We should understand that the reason we feel time in such a real way is because our level of das, our level of wisdom, our level of knowledge isn't the greatest it could be. Meaning the greater one's knowledge is, the greater they understand what time really is. Because, Rabbi Nachman writes, because our seichel, our wisdom, is rather small, right? Of course, if a person would compare it to Hashem, so you can't even compare. But our seichel is very small. But he says, wiser and wiser a person becomes, the more they start to understand, the more they tap into Torah, the greater understanding they have of Hashem, and the more they try and copy him, right? So the more a person gets to this level, the greater they understand what that means to be above time. They understand how short time really is. Right? Because let's say a person's dreaming. So when a person dreams, all a person has is his imagination, right? You don't have any seichel. There's no wisdom we have in our dreams, right? There's no intellect we can be using. We're not making any hard decisions in our dream. As I right, and when a person has a dream, it's very possible that a person can have a dream that spans 70 years, right? 70 years, it could feel like this dream is a very long dream. You live at your childhood, you live at your adulthood, and this whole dream could pass within 15 minutes of time. So we see in a dream, when a person's das, when a person's wisdom, when a person isn't using their brain in an intellectual fashion, right? So it's very possible that it could seem like in this 15 minutes that all 70 years have passed. But we know in reality it's only been 15 minutes. It wasn't 70 years, just in his dream took place over 70 years. And when they, you know, you wake this person up, as I roam shakol ilo azmanim vashivim shana shavr b'chalom, who's manuot ma'od be'emes. Right? You wake this person up and he's shocked. He's like, what are you doing here? I thought, you know, I was later in my life. But, you know, it takes him a second to come back to time to realize that, to realize where he is, to realize that nothing has really changed, but only if, when he looks at his clock, it's 15 minutes later than when he laid down to take a nap. So how does this happen, that all of a sudden he realizes, oh, that was just a dream, that wasn't reality, the 7 years hadn't passed, 5 years hadn't even passed in those 15 minutes? Because his seichel, right, his intellect has returned to him, right? All of a sudden, when he wasn't thinking beforehand, so now, as he's awakened, so he now regains the ability to think and process and use his brain in that fashion. So this is a fascinating teaching by Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is teaching that, and we'll just recap a little bit, that if Hashem is above time, right? So our job is to emulate Hashem and try and become more like Hashem and try and become closer to Hashem. So that means the closer we come to Hashem, the more we'll come to this concept of being above time. Now, what does that mean to be above time? To be above time, as Rabbi Nachman seems to be explaining, means that a person realizes how short time really is, right? He realizes that, you know, when a person comes to this world and they're growing up, when they get into their middle age, it seems like, okay, I should have another 30 years, 70 years, 100 years, 120 years, whatever it is. So that seems like it should be a lot of time, right? But Eitzel, right next to somebody who has real wisdom and realizes how much there is to do in this world, right? And what a responsibility we each have. And how much we could each accomplish. So a person with that level of intellect and chachma and wisdom and understanding of godliness, so for this person, it's a very short time period. It's not like I have time to waste in my life. Right? Sometimes we take the liberty of taking an extra few years of hanging out, of chilling, of waiting until you're really getting down what the purpose of our life is. But it's still somebody who really understands what we could be accomplishing, really has true chachma, is coming close to Hashem in every way. So time for them also, right, becomes, they see it for what it is, which is very short. And when a person has an elevated mindset, right, when they have this closeness to God, they realize that even for us, right, forget about a dream, but for us, when we think about, you know, he says here 70 years, but you think about a classic lifetime, 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, 120 years. When you think about a classic lifetime like that, it seems like it's a very, very long time, right? But honestly, right, when we look back very often, we'll say, wow, what happened to the years? I'm already this age. And people can get very down, right, looking back and feeling like, wow, I wasted so much time, or wow, I'm already so old. Right, but at that point, sometimes a person could feel like it's too late. I mean, it's never too late, but you could feel like, lemaisa, a person has the ability to waste, chas v'shalom, a lot of their life. Much of their life, many of the years that they have in this world, it's very possible for a person to waste them. It's possible that, you know, there are people that waste their entire life, right? Totally missing the purpose of why we're brought to this world. But the more seichel, the more closeness to Hashem a person is, the more a person realizes that time is such a fragile thing, right? That 70 years, Rabbi Nachman writes, right? If a person with real seichel will realize that it's really like 15 minutes, like this, and 70 years would pass. Just like this. Right, there's a story in the Gemara where somebody sees Choni Amagel planting a buxar tree, or a cherev tree, and they say, you know, what are you planting that for? Those aren't supposed to grow fruit for 70 years, right? We have no concept. What does that mean 70 years from now? I'm going to invest in something for 70 years from now? It's a crazy thing. My father sells life insurance, right? And people just mamish don't think about it, right? What am I planning for down the line? It's so long. What am I investing in that for, right? It's such a crazy thing. 70 years from now, hopefully 120 years from now, whatever it is. But we don't realize it's in 15 minutes. Right? The whole 70 years will feel like 15 minutes when they've passed. Just like when a person has a dream, and they pass through 10, 15, 20 years of their life, 7 years of their life, like this, in 15 minutes, right? They went through the whole spectrum of their life. They went through the whole spectrum of someone else's life. They go through all these years, in 15 minutes of a dream. So too, a person with an elevated level of das, they view it the same way. 70 years of this world, they understand, is like 15 minutes. It's very quick. Right? If someone came to us while we were dreaming, in our dream, and they said, hey, you know that this is a dream and that there's only 15 minutes have passed since you went to sleep, I'm not going to believe them. The dream is so tangible. When a person gets one of those dreams, it's so real to them. So real to them. They can't possibly believe this person. It's the same thing when somebody comes to us in this world and says, don't we understand how short this life is? Don't we understand how much there's to accomplish? Right? How the whole our whole lifetime could pass and it'll be like this. It'll be 15 minutes in and out of this world. But we don't believe them, right? Because our das isn't there. The fi hadimyon, according to this image we have in our head, sheba chalom nidmalo sheovrim yamim v'shanim mamish, right? Because to us it seems like time's going much slower. Right, and as a person gets more and more seichel, they get more and more wisdom, they're learning more Torah, they're living more Torah, they're coming closer to Hashem in this way, so they realize more and more how time is something that passes by so quickly. It's something that is not what it seems to be. Until a person gets to such a level of das, of awareness, of understanding of godliness, where they realize that zman isn't considered anything at all, right? They're like above zman in that way. They're above time. They understand in such a clear way that what this world is, what time is, how time passes us by, how every second we have to take advantage of, right? There's stories of, let's say, the Klausenberger Rebbe. Hey, Klausenberger Rebbe, who's helping people in the DP camps, right? And he's helping them all day. He's going around burying bodies and being osik and all these mitzvos. And then at night, there's stories of him you know, forcing himself to stay up to learn Torah. You know, with the classic stories of the ice buckets of water, which they, the Gedolim, put their feet in, or realizing, how can we waste a second? How can we waste a second in this world? It all passes by so quickly. So this could seem a few things. On one hand, this could seem depressing for some people, right? Maybe people will take it as a sad thing. Wow, life is so quick, life is so fast. You know, all the struggle, all the hardships of life. You know, there's a simcha here, a simcha there, but that's it. 15 minutes, we're in and out of this world. But when we realize that the tachlis of our purpose in this world is to connect to Hashem, right? And the ultimate connection to Hashem, right, comes when we get to serve Him in this world, as well as when we get to come close to Hashem in the next world. So we realize that this world is not the ikkar, right? Open any mussar sefer. This world is just the pathway, right? It's just the hallway to the greater room, which is the world to come. If we view life that way, you know, if we believe in the next world, which is obviously one of our animam, and it's one of our beliefs, principles of belief, and we really live with that, live with the fact that this world is true, this world is filled with difficulties, but next world is what we're really preparing ourselves for. So it's not depressing that this world is in and out. I mean, you know, everyone should have a proper life, and they should have the most amount of time possible to do mitzvahs in this world, and we bless everyone that they should live a complete life and have complete years and complete days in those years. That being said, when we live a full life, you know, and a person, you know, time has passed, so we're going on to the purpose of why we're created, which is to cling to Hashem. Cling to Hashem without any boundaries, without any physical separations. So it's all about how we perceive reality and believing in Olam Haba. Another thing that, you know, it's very understandable for us to be thinking is, it sounds like it's a little bit above our level, right? I'm not holding by being above time. That sounds a little bit much, right? I'm not holding by understanding that life goes by so quickly. And, you know, I want to relax sometimes. I want to have a good time. I want to be able to chill out. I want to be able to, you know, spend my time this way or that way. I don't always have to be taking life so seriously. So the important thing is that we obviously all look at ourselves and we understand who we are and where we're holding by, and say that for each one of us, it means something else, the teaching. Right, for some of us, it might mean that we spend a little less time on Facebook. We spend 20 minutes less time on Facebook each day because we're trying to understand and realize how short, you know, life is, how short these years we live on Earth are, and how fast they pass by. And in those 20 minutes each day, so we learn a little bit extra Torah. We go help another person. You know, we speak to Hashem. We do a little hispodus. For one person, that's what it'll mean. For another person, it'll mean, you know what? I'm wasting so much time. You know, maybe I don't need to sleep 8.5 hours a night. Maybe I only need to sleep 7.5. Maybe that extra hour I could be involved in things that will, you know, that will bring me closer to Hashem. Right, everyone has to make their own decision what that means for them. But regardless of it, Rabbi Nachman obviously wants all of us to take it on our own level. Right, that all of us need to understand that life is short, and right, there's a lot of work to do. So whatever we feel like we could be doing, and it's great to have time to, you know, to relax, and that is important for those people that, you know, on whatever level each person needs it. That being said, maybe we take a little bit of that chill time and use it to come a little bit closer to Hashem. Val kein Mashiach she'avar alav masha avar miyom b'riyas ha'olam v'savo masha savo. And then we talk about Mashiach. And we talk about Mashiach in each generation, we talk about Mashiach as a whole, and we talk about how from the beginning of creation until now, you know, Mashiach seemingly has gone through so much waiting to arrive. Right? When Mashiach finally arrives, Hashem says to him, "Bini ata ani hayom ilaticha," right? My son, so it's as if today you were born. Right? Today, it's not as if, it says, I gave birth to you today. So how could it be? How could it be that Hashem is saying to the Mashiach that I gave birth to you today? Right, on this day that Mashiach arrives. Jewish people have been waiting for Mashiach for such a long time. Right, Mashiach is going to have such a closeness to Hashem, such a level of understanding and das. Right, because the whole world is really going to have this das of Hashem. You're going to have this understanding of what Hashem really wants from us in this world, and we'll be able to see him in a much clearer way. Because we'll have that understanding, we'll have that vision of what really the right things are, and what really the right perspectives are, and the right outlets are, and the right way to live our life is. Right? We'll have such a clarity on all these concepts that we'll realize we'll have such a greater concept as well of time, And we'll say that because we now understand Hashem in such a greater way, so that being said, we also understand time in a greater way. So like we said, Hashem is above time. And we as well will not be pulled into time, will not be pulled into the trick of time and say that, there's so much time. So much time has passed until Mashiach arrived, right? No. This das will see so clearly that, no, it's been like 15 minutes. This whole Golis, this whole Geula, right? Oh, Bezat Hashem will feel this way. And it's hard to imagine now. It's super hard to imagine. All the pain, all the difficulty of Golis. But our job is to believe that when Hashem shows us, right, what the greater picture is, when Hashem shows us what true wisdom is in this world, we'll realize how fast this Golis, how fast this exile has passed. It'll be as if the Mashiach was born today, right? This very day, like, we were waiting for him the whole time. Like, the whole wait was very short. And that's why it's as if today you were born. Because all this time that we were waiting for you, Mashiach, was as if, you know, it was one day. Not even one day had passed. And I think another idea of this is that when we understand what Hashem's greater picture is, when a person has access a little bit to a little bit more das, a little bit more wisdom, a little bit more Torah knowledge, so it's a little bit easier sometimes for people to see what the end goal is of a struggle, right? What the end goal is of a period of darkness, right? We know that after every darkness comes light, and before light comes darkness. So a person has this greater understanding of Hashem, a greater connection to Hashem, so we hope that with that, along with that, comes the understanding that even during the times of the darkness, the light is waiting there. It's waiting at the right, waiting at the doorstep to enter. It's just the darkness needs to first push through first. Right? You see the same thing with time. Right? That just by space. Right? By time we said a person and his wisdom. So a person with true wisdom realizes how short time is. Right? The distance between one point and another point, 70 years later, is really very short. It's a very short distance. So too with space. When we look at one location, we look at another location. If a person is somebody who he writes here is a bal koach, right? They're a very strong person. So then the space to them is considered much smaller than somebody who's a weak person. Nimso she'etz etzel kol zeh makum hu katan v'tzachalu she'koch nechshav zeh makum gadol v'tzrichim leich sham ruba ad she'over motah makum. Right? For one person who's a lot weaker, they'll see this great space, right? They'll see a marathon. They'll be like, this is the farthest thing in the world. I can't do this. But a person who's built and they're strong and they're able, so they see the marathon, they're like, okay, it's hard, but, you know, I'll pass it. I could run this. I could do this. And the stronger a person is, the stronger he gets. The space, physical space, also becomes less and less. Until a person gets to a lofty level, which this is above, we're talking about here, physical strength seemingly, but a person reaches such a level where space seems to vanquish. Right, there's this distance that all of us see between location A and location B. So for this person who's on this lofty level, they don't see any distance in location. There's stories of the Baal Shem Tov traveling, right, making extremely fast travels that are not normal for people to make so quickly, right? And seemingly this is what Rabbi Nachman is referring to, such a level. Because again, there's no such thing as Hashem is everywhere. Hashem, so if a person's, you know, there's no distance for Hashem from one location to another. So when a person gets to that level of dveikus to Hashem, which is obviously really, even the concept is so difficult to understand, when a person reaches that level of dveikus to Hashem, of closeness to Hashem, so too, this distance between two locations is also removed. But for us, it's very hard for us to understand this. Just like in a dream, it's hard for us to understand the truth. Just like in a dream, you can't believe that there's anything outside of the dream, right? That this is just a dream and this is not real life, and a year or two hasn't passed. So too for us, right? We're living this existence. We're in a physical existence. We're in a body, and it's very hard for us to understand this level. This lofty level. Shekoz man shelano eino klum l'mala b'seichel gavoa. But the truth is, when a person reaches such a level, or we're talking about the level of Hashem, that there's no such thing as distance. There's no such thing as distance between two things. Now, on our level, what this means, Right? How do we use this to be, you know, the second Eitzah, especially to be practical in our lives? Say the following. Sometimes we view something from our perspective, right? Like, from one location to another. It seems like it's going to be impossible for us to get there. You know, I had a friend who was coming for Shabbos, and we live out on the island. And we lived out on the island. Baruch Hashem, we live in Eretz Yisrael now. But he was coming, and he got stuck on the George Washington Bridge, coming from New Jersey, and there was like a few minutes till Shabbos, right? So it's like crazy, right? It's crazy, and he shouldn't have been able to make it in time, considering he was already stuck in traffic. But he made it almost all the way until a few miles away, where they were able to walk, and we walked, and we met them along the way. And it was as if Hashem really opened up the lanes for them. You know, there are times when a Kadosh Baruch Hu does his tremendous favors, right, and closes the distance between one place and another, not like he did to the Baal Shem Tov, right? Not in a way where it's, you know, an open miracle, but in a way where we got very, you know, seemingly a person would say, I got lucky. So that luck, that's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's a present from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, giving us a glimpse of what that means to be above space. What does that mean to be above time? We see by holy people there's such a concept of not being bound, right? Not being discouraged. If, okay, we get stuck in traffic. Okay, something comes up and it seems like we're not going to make it to this thing on time. Let's have emunah. I want to understand Hashem is called the Makom, because Hashem can rearrange any space. Hashem can rearrange any location. And again, maybe it's not going to be like the Baal Shem Tov received. We're not going to have Hashkacha Pratis in that way, perhaps, right? But maybe we'll have it another way, right? Maybe we're trying to get from one state to another state, and Hashem opens up, right, that there should be one more spot on the plane. Where he opens up an alternative way of getting there. Right? For us, when we come closer to Hashem, Hashem comes closer to us, and he shows that just like there's no such thing as space for him, there's no limitation of space for him, I should say, and there's no limitation of time for Hashem. So Hashem, the closer we get to him, shows us that reality. And at times we're able to see this, that especially when we're going to do a mitzvah, that Hashem will make the road, make the travel, make the journey a little bit shorter for us, a little bit easier for us. So Hashem, we should all be zocha, try and connect to Hashem on a higher level, and a higher level, and be zocha to tap into these teachings in a real way, to be able to see with clarity how even when a person lives a complete life, a life of, you know, full years, many years, that time passes by so quickly, and that should inspire us to take advantage of every day of our life, take advantage of every opportunity to come closer to Hashem, to our fellow Yidden. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an amazing day.